Chapter 5. Good morning, gentlemen. Kate shook hands all round and gestured Temin and Hartford into the mismatched chairs across from her desk in Chambers. The lawyers greeted her nervously, undoubtedly taken aback by her surprise request to meet with them. And as they sat down, they stole glances around the office. Kate still hadn't decorated the place, and for a second, saw it through their eyes. Her leftover desk, medium-sized GAO issue of brown mahogany-like laminate, would impress no one, and her desk chair was covered with brown pleather. Briefs and pleadings lay stacked on the conference table across the room, but at least the papers hid the water rings. Bookshelves lined the walls, but they remained empty except for unpacked boxes she'd brought from her old firm. There was, however, a floor-to-ceiling window with a spectacular view. Gray clouds made a dreamy canopy over the blue Benjamin Franklin Bridge, which spanned the Delaware River and connected the snow-covered row houses of colonial Philadelphia to the renewed waterfront of Camden. Kate asked, "Great view, huh?" "Sure is," Temin answered, falsely cheery. His curly hair looked damp and white conditioner plugged one ear. He wore his trademark wrinkly brown suit. "You can see forever. Or at least Jersey." "It's lovely," Hartford agreed, tugging up his pants leg. He wore gray pinstripes, newly squeegeed glasses, and a tight smile. "Thanks for coming, both of you," Kate said. "I called you in because I'm troubled by this case. As you know, I inherited this matter, so I wasn't involved in any settlement discussions. The way I see it, this is a garden variety contract case, if we strip away the Hollywood glamour. Why hasn't it been settled?" Temin sighed. "Plaintiff did try to settle, Your Honor, but defendant was unwilling." Kate turned to Hartford. "How unwilling?" "Completely," he answered firmly. But Kate wasn't hearing the firmly part. She turned back to Temin. "What was your demand?"
"Your Honor, our financial expert examined what the Attorneys at Law franchise has grossed to date, not counting future DVD sales, domestic and worldwide, and he tells us we're talking $760 million gross."
Kate almost laughed. "As I said, what was your demand?"
"We started at 20 million, then went down to 15, then 10, then 8, then 2.
Temin shifted his girth.
"Right now we're at 925,000.
"It's a start.
Sounds like movement to me. What about you, George?" "Your Honor, the rub isn't me, but my client. He refuses to pay a penny. Not a penny. He doesn't want to set a precedent. And successful producers become major targets if they pay. Besides, it's a principle with Mr. Simone."
"Yeah, right. He must have a number."
"He has no number. He believes that his reputation is on the line."
"His reputation is taking a pounding in the press." Kate hadn't been reading the articles, but her clerks memorized them. "Entertainment Weekly, Variety, People Magazine, they're all on Mars's side. The consensus is your client stole Mr. Mars's idea."
Hartford shook his head. "They just want to bring a successful man down. And Mr. Simone thinks long-term. He expects to be vindicated and change the public's mind. In any event, he says that all press is good press, and the ratings are up."
"The ratings?" Kate repeated, appalled. "Is that what's going on here?
That as long as this case stays alive, your client is getting better ratings?" "No, no, no," Hartford rushed to say, holding up a conciliatory hand. "It's about the principle, I assure you, and the precedent."
"Yeah, right." Kate changed tacks and faced Temin. "Let's close this deal, counsel. Will your client take half the amount he's currently asking? Let's say $500,000.
"I believe he would. Confidentially, he's still out of a job."
"There is no number." Hartford shook his head, and Temin turned to him in appeal.
"George, what about $250,000? That would make my guy whole for the time he was out of work and cover at least some of my fees." "I can't help you out, Nate."
Kate folded her arms, bowing out for a minute. Temin said,
"Come on, you gotta be kidding. Your guy makes more dough than God."
"That's not the point."
"Would you recommend it to him at least?"
"Honestly, no."
"Why not?"
"He wants vindication.
He wants blood."
Temin shot back. And Kate stepped in. "Mr. Temin, please, that won't help."
"But, Your Honor, what does he want?"
Temin threw up his pudgy hands.
"He took my guy's show. He took his livelihood, and my guy's got nothing. I'll give up my fee, Judge."
Temin turned to Hartford again.
"George, he's a good kid. He made a mistake."
How can you take advantage of that kid and sleep at night? I'm not. 100 grand, then, Temin said, raising his voice again. No fee for me. 2 years of salary from my guy. How about it?
No.
A year, then. The guy has 2 kids and a mother he supports. She lives in the duplex upstairs.
Not for 50 grand, or even 25.
It's not going to happen. Your client started this, and we're going to finish it.
Kate raised her hand, and Temin bit his tongue. Her only hope was convincing Hartford that there was a risk if he didn't settle.
Mr. Hartford, you act as if a verdict is guaranteed your client. But have you been watching? The jury favors Mr. Mars.
Hartford smiled without warmth.
With respect, we feel confident we will prevail. If not before you this morning, then in the Third Circuit. And if not there, I am authorized to take it all the way up.
To the Supremes?
Temin interrupted, incredulous. What? That's burning money! An appeal that far will cost 100 grand. He can settle it right now for a song.
Hartford set his jaw.
I cannot settle this case, even if I recommend it. He will not take it.
Kate had to let it go. Judges were permitted to aid settlements, not muggings.
Mr. Hartford, go and take the final demand to Mr. Simone. If you won't recommend it to him, tell him that I do. Tell him I strongly recommend that he do the right thing, the smart thing, and settle.
But, Your Honor, go, Mr. Hartford,
Kate repeated firmly, then rose,
which cued the lawyers that the meeting was over. You have an hour before we're in session. Tell the bailiff if you need more time.
Your Honor, go and do.
Now.